Okay. Dan Shmuel Simon, Hilchos Sukkah, Gimel, Chol HaMoed.
I'd just like to share a quote of the Baal Locha, Benegia Hilchos Sukkah, specifically applicable to this year. We had, Baruch Hashem, such wonderful weather this Sukkah, since Erev Yom Tov. And Chiddush HaLocha, I'd just like to share with the Olim, see what the Olim say. I can't remember such a Sukkot where the last time I put my roof up on a Yom Tov, Sunday afternoon before Yom Tov, and it hasn't gone down since. Every year we go through, it rains during Yom Tov, it rains during Chol HaMoed, we go out during Chol HaMoed, we put the roof down. For sure, why not? We put the roof down, it's going to rain, it's going to damage the Sukkot, you put the roof down. The Shaila is this year, Baruch Hashem, the roof can stay up. There's no reason why it shouldn't stay up from the beginning of Yom Tov till the end of Yom Tov. And suddenly he goes out in the middle of Chol HaMoed, he doesn't sleep in the Sukkah by night, or he goes out for a few hours on an outing. Is there any reason to leave the roof up? He's not in the Sukkah, he's not sitting in the Sukkah, he's not sleeping in the Sukkah. There's no purpose for the Sukkah. Is there any reason why he can't put the roof down? Somebody asked me the Shaila. The Shaila is going to get interesting across the pond. There's a hurricane which is hitting them hard on the East Coast. And the Shaila has come out the last couple of days among the poskim in America for whether they know they're not going to sit in a Sukkah coming up over Shabbos now, Hoshana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres. There's no purpose for the Sukkah anymore. So they want to take it down. Shaila Melechet Stira, but b'chal, they're not going to use the Sukkah anymore. Is there anything wrong with taking the Sukkah down? I think in both these Shailas, there may be a new angle of halacha. The Mishnah says in Daf Mem Ches, in Sukkah, talking about on the last day of Sukkot, Sukkot Shiva Ketzad, Goma Milechel, we're talking about Nishana Rabba. The Mishnah says, how do you have 7 days of Sukkot? When you finish eating a Nishana Rabba, in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yate Es Sukkosei. You shouldn't take down the Sukkah. On Nishana Rabba afternoon, you're finished eating, you have no need for the Sukkah anymore, Lo Yate Es Sukkosei. As Rashi says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it to Halacha, why Lo Yate Es Sukkosei? Rashi says, because you may need it, you may change your mind. You finish lunch in Eshan Rabba, but who knows, you may still need the Sukkah. Therefore, Eitz HaTovah Kamashon on the Mishnah is telling us, don't take it up, but you may need it. Azei Zog Rashi. The Ran says an incredible Chiddush, literally an incredible Chiddush, which Mir Hashem will show, it's brought down the halacha to my mind. The Ran says like this, Sukkah Shiva Ketzad, Goma Melecho, Le Yati Sukkosei. Nearly, he doesn't quote Rashi, in case you may have a meal. The Hainu Tama, the given the Omer Achmono Vasukkah is Teshu Shiva Siyomim, Tzorich Shetehele Sukkah Kol Shiva. Peledik Echidish. Ran's got a new drosha. Besides Vasukkah is Teshu Shiva Siyomim, every time you eat, every time you live in the Sukkah, like you live in your house. But besides that, you finished eating in the Shana Rabba afternoon, you've got no plans to sit in the Sukkah any longer. Afil Hachi, there's a pasuk, Basukkah is Teshu Shiva Siyomim, Tzorch Shetehele Sukkah Kol Shiva. Min HaTorah, a person ought to have a Sukkah from the beginning of Sukkah to the end of Sukkah. Whether or not he's going to sleep there, whether or not he's going to eat there, whether or not he's going to be Matayel there, a person ought to have a Sukkah. He comes to the Shana Rabba afternoon, he's not planning any longer to sit and eat in the Sukkah anymore. He's gone home, this is in his house, he doesn't sit in his house a whole day. The Shana Rabba afternoon, he's no longer going to eat, he's going to be out of his house. Nevertheless, Zog Duran exists, because of a Sukkah's Teshu Shiva Siyamim, and he shall not take his Sukkah down until the end of the day on the Shana Rabba. As they state in Ron. Rabbi Yochanan Perlo, in his Agos to the Sefer HaMitzvah of Sadia Gaon, brings down this Ron. He's Masvirit, that he says there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah everybody has to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days, whenever, just as you live in your house, whenever you eat, whenever you sleep, whenever you talk, whenever you're Matayel, you have to go into the Sukkah. But besides that, he says there's a mitzvah Chaga Sukkah is Tase Lecho. As we know, Rashi and Makis and Rishonim is Mavur, there's a mitzvah to build the Sukkah. You make a broch on it. The mitzvah to build the sukkah. Zok Reb Yochanan Perlo, that mitzvah of building the sukkah is not simply the mitzvah before Yom Tov to build the sukkah so that you can be mekayim a mitzvah on sukkahs, but there's a mitzvah to have a sukkah for 7 days. Just like a person, he has a house, and he lives in the house. On sukkahs, there's two gedolim to the mitzvah. The mitzvah, you have to live in a sukkah, just as the way you live in your house. Besides that, there's a heftza of a sukkah, that a person ought to have a sukkah like he has a house. A person doesn't always live in his house, but a person's always got a house where to go back to. A person goes to work. A person leaves his house. He has a house where he returns to. A person has a mitzvah to have a sukkah for 7 days. He learns out from the Pasuk, Chagas Sukkah is Tassalok. Two separate mitzvahs. Mele, that's Pret in the Ram, that's how Yochan Perlo learns Pret in the Ram, that a person has to have a sukkah for 7 days. One could say slightly different than a Yochan Perlo, a slightly different Geder. This one to bring a Gemoin Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemoin Daf Mem Gimel on Medalef discusses a mitzvah basukkah is Teshu Shivas Yomim. The mitzvah of sitting in sukkah for 7 days. The Gemara's got a shaila is yomim la'afukeleilos. Is a mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah only by day? If you've got a meal by day, you have to eat in a sukkah. But if you're going to eat a meal by night, the Gemara's got a havamin, and there's no mitzvah of sukkah. Why? Says the Gemara, because by luluv, it says also yomim. And then the mitzvah of luluv is only by day. Dinu nema kan yomim and nema beluluv yomim. It says by luluv as well yomim, shivas yomim. And then it's only by day and not by night. So I might think, by sukkah as well, the mitzvah of sukkah is only if you want to eat a meal by day. But if you want to eat a meal by night, you don't have to sit in sukkah. Do you make a gzer shabbat from luluv? Oy kalech lederzu, klach lederzu. Go the other way. It says yomim by sukkahs. It says yomim by miluim. By Aaron Uvonov, on the Yemei HaMiluim, the days before when the Mishkan was built, they had to live in the Mishkan for 7 days. There's one it says, Shivasim HaMiluim, Ma'la halon yomim afilu leilis, Avkan yomim afilu leilis. By Miluim, it's by days and by night. Teishu yomim v'layla shivas yomim. Days by day and by night. So maybe Basukas Mo doesn't know. Do you learn out from Luluv? Do you learn out from Miluim? Says the Gemara, the Maskon is you learn out from Miluim. Donin dovo shemitzvose kol hayoyim, midovo shemitzvose kol hayoyim, v'alyechiach dovo shemitzvose shoachas. You learn out sukkah is mitzvah, miluim is kol hayoyim, and sukkah is kol hayoyim. Luluv is only once a day. Luluv is only once a day. You have to shake luluv once a day. So if you want to know, is sukkah domit to luluv, that it's only by day, not by night? Or is it domit to miluim, which is by day and by night, where the Pasuk says, we Pesach oil moed leisetu shivas yom means day and night. There it's 24-hour mitzvah. Sukkah is a 24-hour mitzvah. Therefore you compare it to. That's a maskon tzagmon. That's a halacha. We sit by sukkah by night as well. If a person has to sleep or eat, he eats in the sukkah. The shaila is, why is sukkah doime to miluim by day and by night? By day and by night, they literally, the Aaron Ubonov had to sit in the Mishkan, day and night, they weren't allowed to go out. Umi Pesach oil moed leisetu shivas yomim. It's a mitzvah which is negiah 24 hours. Sukkah is not a mitzvah negiah 24 hours. Whenever you want to eat, whenever you want to sleep, you have to sit in a sukkah. But there is no be'etzen, there's no concept. But sukkah is teishu shivas yomim. Whether it means day, or whether it means day and night, it doesn't mean 24-7. Nobody is expected to sit in a prison for 24-7. Aaron Ubonov was there by day and by night. It was a 24-7 mitzvah. In what way is sukkah steime lemiluim? The Torah says, L'chov, taking this Gemara is, that a person... Basukah is teshvu shivas yomim. Chazal learned how teshvu came to do. You sit in the sukkah like you sit at home. When you sit at home, you're not locked into a prison. You eat at home, you sleep at home, but you go out as well. Very good. Sukkah as well, you sleep and you eat, but you go out as well. However, if you ask a person, where is he living? Where is he living? A person's home is his home. Even when he's outside his home, even when he has to travel on a journey, even when he has to go on a trip, even when he has to work, a person's bias is his bias. A person, if you ask him where he's got somewhere to go, he doesn't shut up his house when he goes out and he rebuilds his house every time. A person has a shvisa, a mokum where he lives, even when he's out of the house. To explain a little bit better, there's an incredible Ramban in Erevin. Ramban in Chidushim, he asks a kasha, the concept of Eruv Tchumin. If a person wants to walk 4,000 amas on Shabbos, he can't. He can only walk up to 2,000 amas. What does he do? On Erev Shabbos, he can do Eruv Tchumin. He puts a bit of food, 2,000 amas away. He goes back to his house and he sleeps overnight. The next morning, he can walk 4,000 amas. He says, well, my house is not where I slept last night. My house is where I put my food there. And with that, it's matter him to walk 4,000 amos. He walks 2,000 amos back home to where he left his food in the middle of the country. And he walks another 2,000 amos. Fedir Amban, how does Eruv Beit Chumin work? If it's Drabon, if the whole Issa Chumin is Drabonon, okay, so we find many Takon of Drabonon in Eruvin. Eruv Chatzeruv, Eruv Beit Tafshilin, Eruv Beit Chumin is a Din Drabonon. Hey Mamu, Hey Mamu. Chazal said you must move more than 2,000 amos. Chazal said with a little bit of bread, you can now walk 2,000 amos. Oh, but there are shittas who hold Tchumin Dereisa. You can't walk on more than 2,000 amas from your home, Minatoyed more than 2,000 amas. If so, how's it going to help to put a little bit of bread? Zogdi Ramban, an incredible Ramban, in Ramban Chidushim, he says it in Halacha, but in Machshava, in Musa, one can always also understand it. He says Ramban, where is a person's home? A person's home is where his mind is. The Chiddush HaTorah Eruv Beit Chumin is that if you put your food over there out in the country and you decide this is going to be my home, that is your home. Where you went back by night and you slept over in your own home, the whole week, that's not your home. You've decided a person's home is not where he actually sleeps, is where a person's mind is. A person's mind is that my home tonight should be in the country with a little bit of bread, a little bit of whatever food. That's his home. A person doesn't have to be in his home to be his home. A person's home is where everybody has a home. Even when they're not in their home, they're in their home. The Chiddush of Asuka is Teishu Shivas Yomim is. Avada, as far as a person is concerned, is Teishu came to do. A person sits in the Sukkah like he sits at home. But there's an also halacha, which Chazal understood that a person's home should be the Sukkah the whole 7 days. And even when he's mitzvah, he goes out of the, even when he goes to work, even when he goes on an outing, and he's got no chiv to sit in a Sukkah because in his home, he never sat in his home. But there's another halacha, where is his home? You don't say when he leaves his house to go on an outing, he hasn't got a house. He's still got a house, but he leaves his house. A sukkah, a person's home is 24/7 in the sukkah. And even when he's outside the sukkah, he's still mekayim that chelik of the mitzvah, a mitzvah min haTorah, that a person's home has to be there for 7 days. That, I think, is Pshat in the Ram. Goma milecho, on Ishan Rabba, he's got no purpose anymore to be, he's not going to eat another meal on Ishan Rabba. Yet, there's a mitzvah that Basukah is Teshu Shivas Yomim, that besides a mitzvah on the man, every time he eats, he should eat in his own home on sukkah, in his sukkah, but there's a mitzvah that his sukkah has to be his home for 7 days. And he may not be eating in his sukkah, he may not be sitting in his sukkah, but he has to have a home where even when he doesn't sit there, it's still his home, and that mitzvah lasts for 24 times 7 hours. 7 days, 24/7. And Memele says the Ran that he mustn't pull down his sukkah Shana Rabba afternoon. Lanius Taiti, this Chiddush of the Ran is Mefush Shulchan Aruch. And as we said, Rashi says the reason why you mustn't pull down the Sukkah Neshan Rabbat is in case you need a meal. There's no such halacha. The Ran is the one who's Mechadish, this new concept that a person needs to have a Sukkah for 7 days. There is Simon Tov Reish Choftes is talking about Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah in Shulchan Aruch. Apologies. Tov Reish Lamites. Tofre Shlamites, Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel, and Tofre Shlamites, it's taken word for word from the Rambam. It's the same as the Rambam, but meaning Shulchan Aruch, we pass now to Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Aleph, he speaks about Ketzad Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. A person should eat and sleep and drink, Yoshin, and Mitzvah, and Sukkah, and he should bring all his Kalim into a Sukkah, and he should live there like he lives in his house, Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, the Mechaber speaks about, well, you mustn't do Chutz the Sukkah. Achilles Arai is Mutachutz Sukkah. Shinas Arai is also, that's Sif Beis. Then Sif Gimel, it's all the Rambam, Sif Gimel in Perik Vov and Mehilcha Sukkah. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber speaks about the Chiyuv when you have to eat in a Sukkah. As we know, you only have to eat in a Sukkah on the first night of Sukkahs. The rest of Sukkahs is Rishus. Teishu Kein Todu. If you're hungry, eat in a Sukkah. If you're not hungry, you don't have to sit in a Sukkah. Aleph Beis and Gimel. I have two kashas. Sif Aleph, let me read the Mechaber. Ketz HaMitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. She Eichel V'Sheise V'Yoshen V'Metal V'Dor B'Sukkah Kol Shiva Sayyamim Bein Bayim Bein Balayla. You sit in a Sukkah for 7 days. That is Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. Keder Shul Dor B'Veseh V'Shayim Eish Hashona. And all 7 days he makes his house Arai V'Sukkah Sekeva Ketzad Kelim Anoim. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, the Rambam says like this. Eichlim V'Sheisim Yeshenim B'Sukkah Kol Shiva Bein Bayim Bein Balayla. It's a repetition. Then he talks about you can't sleep chutz sukkah even shinas arai, and achilas arai is mutter. But the Rambam, who's medayik in his words, as we know, has just repeated himself. In Sif Aleph, he said, Ketzah mitzvah sukkah, you have to eat and drink. Dov sukkah kol shivas hayomim. Here he says, Oichem v'shoysin shein basuk kol shivayim balayla. It's a complete repetition. It's superfluous. There's no purpose in Sif Beis at all. It's a complete repetition of Tov Reish Lamed Tes. Then, okay, it's a repetition. But I've got a stronger kasha. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says this halach, as we know, that on the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat in the Sukkot, whether you like it or not. A person's mechuyev to eat in the Sukkot. The rest of Sukkot, you don't have to eat in the Sukkot. Why don't you have to eat in the Sukkot? The Pasuk says, Basukkah is teishu shivas yomim. You have to eat in the Sukkot 7 days. Chazal dash and teishu means teishu ke'en toduru. You live in the sukkah, like you live in the house. At home, you don't always have 2 meals. Amol, you have 1 meal. Amol, you have 3 meals. Amol, you don't have any meals. You live in the house, you go and you come when you want, to your pleasure. So sukkahs as well, you don't have to. Except for the first night of sukkahs. The first night of sukkahs, whether you like it or not, you have to eat in the sukkah. Why? Because we learn that to gzeir shavu from Pesach. Pesach as well. Pesach, there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, but it's only actually the first night. But Erev Teichlu Matzahs. The rest of Sukkot is only, the rest of Pesach is only Rishus. Although the one Pasuk says Shivas Yomim Teichlu Matzahs, the Chazal Darshan will come another Pasuk, then in fact it's only Rishus. The only time it's Chayav is first day Pesach. It comes out, says the Gemara, that just as Pesach you have to eat at least the first night, we make Exer Shabbat to Sukkot, that although the rest of Sukkot is Teshuv Kein Dodur, but on the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat. And it's for that reason, the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva Surashpa says, on Pesach we don't... So, let me just explain. On Pesach we don't make a bracha the rest of Pesach when we eat matzahs. On Sukkot we do. Why is that? On Sukkot, every time we eat in the Sukkah, we have to make a bracha. Why is that? Because on Sukkot, in fact, there's a posuk Shivas Yomin. Basukha is Teshu Shivas Yomin. You have to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. You have a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah for 7 days. The only reason why you're not mechuyev to, you don't have to eat, is because in your house you don't always eat. But when you're hungry, you have to go and eat in the Sukkah. Every single day of Sukkahs, a person is mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. Basukha, it's only that it, you live there like you live in the house. In the house you don't always go. But whenever you're hungry, you have to go in the Sukkah. And it's for that reason you make a bracha leishri basukah every time you go into the Sukkah. On Pesach, it's not like that. Pesach, the first night Pesach, you have to eat whether you like it or not. On the rest of Pesach, it's only Rishus, meaning you don't even have to eat matzah. You can eat potatoes the whole Pesach, and even if you do eat matzah, there's no bracha l'achilas matzah, because it's purely Rishus. The rest of Pesach is purely Rishus. It's a special posuk. First night Pesach remains a chiyuv, but the rest of Pesach is purely Rishus. You don't make a bracha. Sukkot is a mitzvah. Basukah is teishu shivas yomim. You eat in the sukkah for 7 days. When you're hungry, you have to go and eat. You have to make a bracha. The first night of Sukkot, whether you like it or not, you have to go and you learn up a bit. That's kipshuta. What? Yeah, then the one's got another posuk says shlisha yomim, only 6 days. Comes out, I'm just telling you, come on now. Comes out the 7th day's Rishus. Test is the 7th day's Rishus, all other days are Rishus. And you've only got Ba'erev Teichlu Matzahs to make a chiyuv on the first night. That posuk is lav dafka. That's what the Gemara says, it's Rishus. What's the purpose of the posuk? There's a gon, there's another mishmur, can't go into now. But the Gemara says it's Rishus. It's only Rishus. Sukkot is not just Rishus. Sukkot is a chiyuv all 7 days. It's only the chiyuv is to do like in your house. In your house, if you don't eat, you don't have to. But when you're hungry, you have to go in the Sukkot. That's because shooting. However, it's mevu in the Mechaber, the Rambam, Rashach is ready, Medayik, that the chiyuv of Sukkah is not, after you learn how the gzeir shavah from Pesach, even the chiyuv on the other days of Sukkot is only Rishus. It's not even a teishu kein todur anymore. It's meduk in the Gemara, but the Rambam is also meduk. Let me read you the Mechab in Sif Gimel. Achila besukkah belel yom tefarish and choyvo. Afilu ochal kezayis pas yitzli chavosin. Mikam ba'elach Rishus. Gods are lechel sudo, sui besukkah. Gods ain't lechel kol shivo, elo peyesu klois kutsu sukkah oichel, kedin achiles matzo bepesach. The Mechab and the Rambam say that the chiv on the first night is a chiv whether you like it or not, because you learn how to gzeir shavah from Pesach. And the rest of the days of Sukkot is complete reshus, because even now we learn out of the gzeir shavah. Once you have a gzeir shavah, that all the dinim of Pesach apply to Sukkot, then not only the first night, which is a chiv on Pesach, goes over to the first night Sukkot, whether you like it or not, you have to eat in the Sukkah, but the nechayis dargah of the rest of Pesach, which is purely only reshus, there's absolutely no chiv to eat matzah, There's no chiv at all, not as teshukin, to do if you want to live like you live in your house. And when you're hungry, you have to eat in the sukkah. There's absolutely no chiv at all, just like on Pesach. You'll ask me then, if that's the case, why do we make a bracha on sukkahs and we don't make one on Pesach? The rest of Pesach, we don't make a bracha with shushus. The Balamor asks a kasha. And the Balamor doesn't say it because it's more of a chiv on sukkahs and Pesach. He says because on sukkahs, you have a chiv to sleep as well. And nobody can go through 3 days without sleeping. So you're going to have to end up in the sukkah anyway. So Chazal made a chiv bracha. But what comes out from the Mechaba and the Rambam, and I tell you it's Meduk in the Gemara Daf Chof Zayin, that the Gzeir Shava from Pesach to Sukkot is not only on the first night, it's across the whole Yom Tov. First night Pesach is Chiyuv, the rest is Rishus, there's no mitzvah at all. Who had in Sukkot? First night is a Chiyuv, the rest of Sukkot, it's not even Teshukain to do, the whole thing is Rishus. That the Mkam Veil Rishus, Kedin Achilles Matzah Pesach. It comes out that there is no Chiyuv to sit in the Sukkah, the Etzem. You just can't eat chutz sukkah. Of course, you can't eat chutz sukkah. Like Matzah, you can't eat Chometz the rest of Pesach, you can't eat chutz sukkah. Just as the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says on Pesach, the mitzvah of Achila is only the first night. Or to be that on Sukkot as well, Be'etzem, the Is is only to eat chutz the sukkah. But there is no chiv at all to eat in the sukkah. Whenever you make a brach, it's because you're not eating chutz the sukkah. But there is no chiv per se. Fetch of Shach, Yas on the Rambam, Balochay Yishon, the Mechaba. The Mechaba in Sif Aleph says, Ketzad mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. What is mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah? Mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. She'er oichel v'shoyse v'do b'sukkah kol shivas hayomim bein bayim b'balaylo. The Mechaba in Sif Aleph says it's a mitzvah of sukkah all 7 days. Also, the basukah is teshu shivas yomim. To my mind, in Sif Aleph, he says teshu came to do is a chiv to sit in sukkah all 7 days. Of course, you only have to eat like you eat in the house. When you want to eat, you have to eat. But the mitzvah is all 7 days. On the first night, is nitosif alo, you learn out from Pesach the first time whether you like it or not. But the mitzvah applies all 7 days. By matzah, it's not like that. By matzah, the mitzvah is purely only first night, the rest is rishus. That's the Mechaba in Sif Aleph. In Sif Gimel, he says, that not only do you learn how to gzeir shava on the first night, that just as a chiv on the first chiv of Pesach, the chiv of Pesach Sukkot, but all the other days are downgraded to a shus. Means there is no mitzvah. And if the Rambam in Pesach says a mitzvah is really only the first night, he should say the mitzvah of Sukkot is also only the first night. The rest of Yom Tov is only, you must need chutz to Sukkot. But there is no mitzvah per se, it's still between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. Besides the repetition between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, the Teretz is, the Mechaba is going like the Rambam. There's two chalokim in mitzvah sukkah. There's a mitzvah that we all know, a mitzvah for you to eat in the sukkah. There's a mitzvah that a person's house for 24/7 should be his sukkah. Completely. There's two chalokim to the mitzvah. As far as the man is concerned, he has to go and eat every time he wants to eat in the sukkah. He wants to eat, he has to eat in the sukkah. Besides that, the Ran says, we learn how the basukah is teshu shivas yomim, that a person's house should be for 7 days. Sif Aleph, the Rambam says, Ketzad mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. It comes from a Gemara. In Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, very quickly, the Gemara says, Kol shivas hayomim odom oisei sukkosei keva ubeisei arai. Ketzad hayu lekelim noim. All 7 days a person makes his sukkah his main home, and his house, which he has a whole year, is only arai. He brings all the kelim into the sukkah. The Braisa first talks about making the sukkah into your house. And then for good measure, the Braisa throws in, you should eat and drink in the sukkah as well. Surely the main mitzvah is to eat and drink in the sukkah. The Teretz says there's a separate mitzvah of making your ikkah home the sukkah. That is a mitzvah of kol shivas yamim odom oisei sukkosei keva ubeisei arai. Besides, he's got chiv on him every time he wants to eat. His home must be a sukkah. That lasts for 24/7. There's nothing you can do about that. That's Sif Aleph. It's not a repetition from Sif Aleph to Sif Beis. Ketzad mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah, she'ochel v'sheiser v'dor b'sukkah kol shivas yomim, k'der shu v'kashay mesono. And all 7 days he makes his beiser arai v'sukkos ekeva. The makor of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch is this Gemara, that the sukkah has to be his home for 7 days. In Sif Beis, it's not a repetition at all. The Mechaba speaks about the mitzvah of the person. A person, it may not be a mitzvah, as we'll see, that you may not eat achilas keva chutz sukkah. Shinis arai is even also chutz sukkah. As far as a person's concerned, his mitzvah is, as we'll see, he's not eat rishus. His mitzvah is that he must eat chutz sukkah. It's not a repetition, it's two separate halachas. Sif Gimel, The Mechaber says, as far as a man's mitzvah is concerned, we learn Agzei Shoba Tes Rov. Just as a man on Pesach, his matters only Rishus, on Sukkah, as far as his mitzvah is concerned, it's only Rishus. There is no mitzvah per se to eat in the Sukkah the rest of Sukkahs. It's just you can't eat because of Sukkah. If you want to wash and have challah on Sukkahs, you'll have to go in the Sukkah, but the Ikkar mitzvah is Rishus. It's learned out from Pesach, it's complete Rishus. That which the Mechaber said in Sif Aleph, Ketzad mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah for 7 days, there's a mitzvah for 7 days, it's not Rishus. That's going on the Sukkah itself. Like the Ran says, that there's a mitzvah that his Sukkah should be there for 7 days. That we don't learn out Tesvav, Tesvav, Pesach. That's a mitzvah, a chiyuvis, that a person's main home should be a Sukkah. And that lasts for 24/7. 7 days a week, for the 7 days of Sukkot, multiplied by 24 hours, you can't get out of it. That's never learnt out Tesvav from Tesvav Chag HaPesach. The mitzvah of man is learnt out from Chag HaPesach. But that chelik mitzvah becomes a chiyuv that a person's Sukkah should be there for 24/7. That's his home. As far as his chiv is concerned, his chiv is learnt out from Pesach. On the first night, he has to go down to the sukkah. On the rest, the main thing is not to eat chutz sukkah. But it's clear from the Mechaber, from Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel, that there's two halakim to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that his home should be there for 7 days, like the Ran says. Somebody once wanted to suggest to me a diuk in the Mechaber, another diuk, a small diuk, but it's worth repeating, where the Mechaber talks about the heter to build the sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Somebody who didn't manage to build it before Yontuf, Mishalei Osa Sukkah Bein B'Shogim Bein B'Mezid, Osa Sukkah B'Cholish HaMoed, Afilu B'Seif Yen Shavi. He's allowed to build a Sukkah Chol HaMoed, even on a Shana Rabba afternoon he's allowed to build. Shkoyach, what's a big Chiddush? Afilu. The Chiddush he wants to suggest is, the Chiddush is that even if he knows he's not going to eat, he's not going to sleep anymore. It's only 2 hours before the end of Hashanah Rabbah in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, a person should still build a sukkah. He's not going to eat there. But unfortunately, he wasn't mekayem the mitzvah for the last 6.5 days of having his home. But at least the last half an hour, he should build a sukkah. Very quickly, there is a Mate Ephraim. We all know the Mate Ephraim, who says, it's a chumrah. He says when people have a roof on their sukkah for when it rains, when people understand the Mate Ephraim, that when Yontuf comes in, you should make sure the roof is up. So that when Yontuf comes in, it should be a kosher sukkah. If you look at the Mate Ephraim, he doesn't only say when Yontuf comes in. He says the whole Yontuf. Let me read you the Lashon Mate Ephraim. Nochon sheyiyah hagagos psuchim biyontuf atzmoy af im yesh le'asokim shehu chutz le'sukkah. It's nochon that a person should have his roof up during sukkahs, even if he's got business dealings, whatever it is, he has to be outside the sukkah. He has to go on an outing. He's sleeping outside the sukkah. He has to go to business. Nevertheless, he should keep his roof up even when he's not there. What's the Havana? The Havana is l'chol like the Ran, that besides a mitzvah on the person, teishu came to do, which may only be Rishus. As we said, it's been downgraded to Rishus. But there's a separate mitzvah which the Ran says, a mitzvah min HaTorah. I don't know why it says nochein. To my mind, it's more than nochein. It's a chiv min HaTorah that a person's house for 7 days should be a sukkah. Coming back, that a person, he can have beautiful weather and he goes out for 3 hours for an outing, there's still a concept that irrelevant that he's not sitting in the sukkah, but his home is still his home. And his home has to be the sukkah and his roof has to be up. And but again, the shayla in America, Lolinda, if it's a shayla of sakona, of a sukkah falling down on the Shabbos in the middle of a hurricane, then Avada wants to pull it down. Shalom Hefzid Momen, but stammer, just to pull down a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed, because you have no purpose for it, you're never going to eat in it, is l'chol klofim the Ran, and to my mind klofim Shulchan Aruch, that there's a separate mitzvah that a person's home should be for 7 days in his sukkah.
Some days you go away for the whole of Yom Tov, you just still build the sukkah and leave it.
Amen.
Sukkahs in the rain.
Okay, so I'd like to start off by saying that it's a very great honor to be asked to speak here. My grandfather, who passed away just before Rosh Hashanah this year, used to come here every day for many years. I'm sure he'd be very happy to know that I was speaking here, and I hope that this will be an Ilu Nushama for him. Now, I'm going to be touching on a few points which might be Nogea La Alocha Lemaisa. Please don't take anything I say directly and ask or offer any shaylas. So, occasionally in England it does rain in the sukkah, and when that happens we all run out of the sukkah, close the roof, and eat very happily in our houses. So we're somehow let off from the sukkah whilst it rains. Why is it that we have a patur from a sukkah during this? So I'm going to suggest two possibilities. The first is that there's a rule that mitztayer is potter from a sukkah. Anyone who's finding it difficult to be in the sukkah is let off from the sukkah We learn that out from the principle of teishu kein tadur. You only need to live in the sukkah the same as you live in a house. And just like if in your house it was freezing cold, you would move to a different house. If it's freezing cold in the sukkah, you can move out the sukkah. So it might be that when it's raining, because it's difficult for you to be in the sukkah, it's not very nice to eat in the pouring rain, so you're allowed to leave the sukkah. An alternative possibility is based on a Ramah in Simon Tov Reish Mem in Eir HaChayim. He says that if you have a sukkah, which it's impossible to sleep in, because you're scared of ganovim, you're scared, it's a dangerous place to sleep, but you're perfectly happy to eat in the sukkah. He says you can't even eat in the sukkah, you have not been makam your mitzvah by eating in the sukkah, because since this sukkah is not a livable sukkah, I can't sleep in the sukkah, the whole of sukkahs, I can't live in there. Therefore, it's not considered a sukkah has to be a dir, it has to be somewhere, a living space. And since it's not a living space, even though I'm perfectly happy to eat in this sukkah, it wouldn't be a valid sukkah. So it might be again that when it's raining in a sukkah, a house with rain coming through the ceiling is not called a house. So to have a sukkah, if there's rain pouring through, I don't have a sukkah. It's not that I'm let off because it's unpleasant for me. It's irrelevant whether it's unpleasant. It's the fact that I don't have a sukkah here, so there's no point eating in it. So now, lemay nafkamina, what difference does it make which of these two possibilities it is? So the first is based, the first is that the Ramah paskens that mitztayer is only potter from the sukkah if he himself is mitztayer. So, if I've got a nice thick coat on, even in a freezing cold sukkah, I'd still be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So again, what happens if I'm eating in a sukkah? Let's say I'm sleeping in a sukkah in the rain, but I'm sleeping under a two-poster bed. It's mutter to sleep under a two-poster bed in sukkahs. So now, I'm perfectly fine in the rain here. It's the water's just running straight off the roof of this bed. So now, if you say the patur during the rain is because of mitztayer, I'd still be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Mashenkein, if you say the patur is because there's no sukkah here, it doesn't matter whether I find it unpleasant or not, it still doesn't matter where I sleep, because it wouldn't be a sukkah whether I stepped in the sukkah or out of it. Also, another possible nafkamina is that the Ramah paskens also that you're only potter when you're mitztayer if it'll help you to leave the sukkah. If the central heating is broken down in your house and it won't help you to leave the sukkah to go into the house, you would have to stay in the sukkah. So too over here, if I go on a Chol HaMoed outing to Hamster Teeth, and I take my sukkah with me and I set it up there, and then it starts pouring. Since if I left the sukkah anyways, I would still be in the rain, then if the patur when it's raining is because of mitztayer, I'd still have to eat in the sukkah. It's no better outside the sukkah than in. If it's because there's no sukkah, again, it wouldn't make a difference where I eat. So, now I'm going to show that there's machlokas achronim on this. The Mishnah Berurah very clearly says in Tov Reish Lamed Tes, he very clearly says that the patur when it's raining is because mitztayer, and he doesn't have any other tzar. The patur when it's raining is that you mitztayer in the rain. However, the Gro in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Tes, Sif Hey, Sif Koton, that's Chaf Gimel, says that the Kesheyoradim Geshamim Ein Shame Sukkah Rav. A sukkah in the rain is not called a sukkah. So we've seen it's Machlokas Achronim. Can we find any Roshonim to back up one side over the other? There's a sphere between the Gemara in Brochus and the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that on the first night of Sukkot, you're mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. Yeah? Masha'inkein, on all other nights and days of Sukkot, you can choose whether or not you want to eat in the Sukkah. You can eat, or you can choose to have fruit all day and never have any bread, and you wouldn't have to eat. However, the Gemara in Brochus says that on every single day of any Yom Tov, you have to eat bread. Every single day. So Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of the Rishonim, explains that the two Gemaras are talking about two completely different inyanim. The Gemara in Brochus is talking about as far as Yom Tov is concerned. Yom Tov requires me to have bread, but it's nothing to do with the Sukkah. However, the Gemara in Sukkot is talking about as far as the Sukkah is concerned. That mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah some bread on the first night. All other days of night, I may have a chiv to eat bread, but that chiv is nothing to do with Sukkot, it's to do with Yom Tov. But I don't need, there's no special din about this being in the Sukkah. However, of course, the obvious question is, that who cares where the chiv is coming from? Either whether it comes because of Yom Tov or it comes because of the Sukkah, I'm anyways not allowed to eat the bread outside the Sukkah. So either way, on the first night or any other day of Yom Tov, I would have to eat the bread in the Sukkah, so why do we care where the chiv comes from? There's two different answers given by Rishonim, which we can see what the difference between these answers is. The Rosh in Brochus and Rabbeinu Peretz in his Hagos on the Smak both explain the difference is if it's raining. They say that if it's raining on the first night, I'd have to eat in the sukkah on the rain. Even though it's raining, I still have to eat. All other days and nights, I can eat where I want because the chiyuv is not because of the sukkah, it's just the chiyuv to eat. So if it's raining, I can eat out the rain. However, the Tosfos in Brochus says it's impossible that you'd be mechuyev to eat in the rain on Sukkot. On the first night, there's no way, even if it's raining, I'd have to eat in the rain. Instead, he says that the difference is that let's say it was raining on the first night, and I ate outside the sukkah, and then it stops raining. So on every other day and night, I would have already been mekayim my mitzvah of eating, because the chiyuv is nothing to do with the sukkah. It was a chiyuv to eat on Yom Tov, I'd eaten on Yom Tov. Over here now, since I did eat outside the sukkah, I haven't yet been mekayim my mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. So I'd have to go back in the sukkah now that it stopped raining. Now there's no reason to be potter. And I'd have to eat on the first night in the sukkah. So we see, I'll call upon him that there's machlokes, Rosh and Tosfos, whether or not on the first night of sukkah, I'd have the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, whilst it's raining. So, what is the savara behind this machlokas? Now we can see for sure that according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Peretz, let's say the Yud Mimuchuyuv to eat in the first night whilst it's raining in the sukkah, they cannot hold like the Gra that the Patur when it's raining is because it's not called a sukkah. Because if it wasn't called a sukkah, it doesn't matter where I'm eating, it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, because there's no sukkah here. So they must instead hold that the Patur when it's raining is only because your mitzvah are in the rain. But even so, if the Patur is because your mitzvah are, why should I have to eat in the first night? Why should I have to eat in the rain on the first night of sukkah? Teishu came to Duru, the chiyuv is only like your living house, only when it's pleasant. When it's unpleasant eating the sukkah, why should I be mechuyev to eat? So there's a Me'iri that brings a raya that Teishu Ka'ein to Duru does not apply on the first night. The Gemara said, where is the Gemara's Makar that I don't have to eat in the Sukkah if I don't want to? That if I can choose to have fruit all of Yom Tov and I don't have to eat. The Makar is from the words Teishu Ka'ein to Duru. That just like in my house, I don't have to eat bread in my house. I can choose whether or not to eat bread in my house. So too, in a Sukkah, I don't have to eat in the Sukkah. And yet, despite that, the Gemara still says that on the first night, I have to eat in the sukkah. Teishu came to Duru is telling me I don't have to eat in the sukkah. So, it must be that the Torah is telling you, Teishu came to Duru doesn't apply in the first night. And since the Patur of Mitztair is only because of Teishu came to Duru, therefore, on the first night, I would have no Patur of Mitztair, and even if it's raining, I would still have to eat in the sukkah. So now that we have this proof that the mitzvah wouldn't be enough of a patur to let you off sukkah on the first night. It sounds like Tosfos must hold that the reason why rain is a patur is because it's not called a sukkah, because he just proved that mitzvah wouldn't be enough. There's no rule of Teshuva came to do on the first night. So it must be that if he says that you wouldn't be mechuyev to eating the sukkah whilst it's raining on the first night, it must be that he holds that there's no shame sukkah. Unfortunately, things aren't...
Where does he get that from, that there's no shame sukkah? Also from Teshuva came to do
it? No, it could be that sukkah has to have a dira. It's got to be called a dira.
So that's still the same possible with Teshuva came to do it. Therefore, you could also say that the possible won't apply the first night. If his psul chefza, if you like, also comes from Teshuva came to do it, then the same as the Meiri said that the psul gavra doesn't apply on the first night, you don't learn Teshuva came to do the first night, you say the same about the chefza. No? Why should it be different?
What? It's not a sukkah.
But how do you know it's not a sukkah? Where do you get it from that when rain is coming down, that it's not a sukkah? From the mitzvah aspect of it, no? From the
it's not, because we see that they are clearly
unless
two
you've got
different
a different
aspects.
Completely as to why Geshomim passed the sukkah.
It could be that we see from Teshuva that there's two different aspects. One is in the gavra, and one is in the sukkah.
Yeah.
But we have a proof that it doesn't apply on the first night. The only proof that we have that it doesn't apply on the first night is on the gavra aspect. We don't have any proof whether or not the sukkah aspect of Teshuva came to Duru would or wouldn't apply in the first night. So
it's
maybe it's more than...
That's
a
good...
Is that the
book?
It's not
the
sukkah.
If you get into it, can't you live in a rainy place?
It's on the mirror, but it's the sukkah Teshuva doesn't apply on the first night. So the same book.
It's from sukkah, he says.
Okay. Either way.
Ariel.
Yeah. Either way, we would struggle to say that that's definitely the case, because there's a Rashba who says very clearly that the patur of rain is because of mitzvah, and on the first night, I wouldn't be mechuyev to eating the sukkah whilst it's raining. Sorry?
The Gaon is also the Rashba, no?
The Gaon quotes the Rashba. It's very shrewd, because the Rashba doesn't say that. Mishnah Siyavit speaks properly. Yeah. The Rashba who says that when it's that the patur of rain is because of mitzvah, and even so, I'm potter on the first night when it's raining. So what about the proof of the Meiri that Teshuva came to Duru doesn't apply in the first night? But tell the truth, the proof of the Meiri is not such a strong proof. The Meiri assumed that because we find that one aspect of Teshuva came to Duru doesn't apply on the first night, therefore there's no rule of Teshuva came to Duru Bichlal. However, it could be that we don't have to go so far. Maybe Teshuva came to Duru does apply on the first night. And the Torah is telling you, as far as this particular aspect of the Chiyuv to eat is concerned, we don't apply the rule of Teshuva came to Duru. But otherwise, the Chiyuv, as it stands, the rule of Teshuva came to Duru, as it stands, would stand. So far, what we've said is that there's two different ways of understanding the patur of sukkah, whether it's because of mitzvah or whether it's because it's not called a sukkah. We've shown that there's machlokas achronim, and we've shown that there's rishonim who definitely hold that the patur is because of mitzvah. We've shown, however, that it's impossible really to say whether any rishonim back up the gra or not. We don't know. It could be they do, it could be they don't. So now that we've seen all that, How do we actually paskin la halacha on this inyan? So, the Beis Yosef doesn't mention any difference between the first night or any other night, bichlal. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention any difference, the Chaver doesn't mention any difference between the first night and any other night as to whether you've got a chiyuv to eat when it's raining. He just says mitzvah that rain when it's raining you're potter from the sukkah, which sounds like he paskins like Tosfos that even on the first night you wouldn't have to eat in the sukkah when it's raining. However, the Ramah paskins that on the first night, he says, "Avolayla harishon tzorich leechol kazayis b'sukkah." On the first night, you have to eat in the sukkah. So that sounds like he paskins like the Rosh, the patur of Geshem is when it was because you're mitzdayer, and since you're mitzdayer, there's no patur of mitzdayer on the first night of sukkah, so you have to eat there. The Taz brings a raya, a technical raya, from the Loshon of the Ramah, which I'm not going to go into this minute, that when the Ramah says that you have to eat in the sukkah, he meant you make a brocha of leishev as well, because he holds bevadai, you have the chiv to eat in the sukkah on the first night. The Mishnah Berurah is docha the raya of the taz. However, he himself does not say whether the Ramah says that you should make a leishev or not. He does bring other achronim that say that since there is a machlokas whether or not it's stair is potter on the first night of Sukkot, therefore you shouldn't make a leishev. It may be that you're potter, so you can't make a leishev. However, you see that the Mishnah Berurah has no tzad like the Grah, that there's no din of it, it's not called a sukkah when it's raining. He's just not sure whether or not, I mean, it's for sure called a sukkah. He's just not sure whether it's when you're mitzvah, you're mechuyev on the first night or not. However, the Mishnas Yavetz has a deal from the Ramah. The Ramah holds that for sure, although for sure somebody who is mitzvah is potter from the sukkah, is chayiv in the sukkah even on the first night. Mitzvah doesn't let you off the hook on the first night. There's no rule of teshuva came to do. However, he is not sure whether or not the grower is right. He doesn't know whether or not it's called the sukkah when it's raining. It might be that it's not. And his diuk is from the fact that there's a difference in the loshon of the Ramah when talking about mitzta'er, the chiyuv of mitzta'er to eat on the first night and the chiyuv of the chiyuv to eat on the first night in the sukkah when it's raining. When it's mitzta'er in Simon Tov Reish Mem, he says that Avol B'Laila Rishona chayuv le'echol kazayis pas b'sukkah. However, when he's talking about rain, he says, Tzorich le'echol kazayis pas b'sukkah. What's the difference between Tzorich and Chayuv? So he explains that Chayuv, you can only use the word Chayuv if you know for sure you've got a Chiyuv. And Mitztai, the Ramah says, I know for sure there's a Chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night, even when it's raining. However, the Lashon of Tzorich, it could be that there's no actual Chiyuv to eat when it's raining. It might be that there's no such thing as a sukkah when it's raining. So therefore, I wouldn't have any Chiyuv. So how can he say chayiv lechol? What do you mean chayiv? You don't know you're chayiv. However, since the Ma'aseh it's a sofik d'oraisa and sofik d'oraisa l'chumrah, he writes tzorich lechol because you do have to eat. It's a sofik and you have to eat. And therefore, he can only write tzorich, and it sounds from that that you would not make a leishev on the first night in the sukkah, according to the Ramah, if there's rain, if it's raining, but you would make a leishev if you're only mitzvah.
It's really good. It's really good. It's nice. It's really good.